Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Boat in the Caribbean Sea Thursday, the sixth strike so far. ABC's Martha Reddit.
Just 48 hours after the newest U.S. attack on a boat off Venezuela, we're learning of a massive show of military force off Venezuela's coast. ABC News confirming three nuclear-capable B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in the Caribbean waters less than 90 miles from Venezuela.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. Bolton, who became a vocal critic of President Trump's, accused of emailing top-secret information to two family members. Bolton saying he's the latest target in Trump's weaponization of the Justice Department. Mass evacuations underway in Alaska following a devastating storm. Many flown to safety in Anchorage after entire communities were cut off by flooding. This is ABC News. Experts say the cost to heat homes may be higher this winter, and you can thank in part a growing number of AI data centers. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Now we've seen this big increase in demand from electric cars, from appliances, and then the really significant culprit, AI data centers. They have become a hot button issue. They've seen candidates from both political parties point to this issue, especially in Virginia, which is home to Data Center Alley. And according to a report from Bloomberg, electricity now costs 267% more in a month than it did 5 years ago in areas that are located near significant data center activity.
More universities, including USC and the University of Pennsylvania, have now declined to join the Trump administration's Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education, bringing the total number of rejections up to four. Would have given schools preferential funding in exchange for changes to school policy, like a cap on international admissions and not considering sex or ethnicity in applications. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 77. It will be breezy and unusually warm. Clouds with a few peaks of sun. South winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers likely, maybe some rumbles of thunder, a low of 57. Partly sunny and mild, a high of 73. Sunday, blustery winds and cooler, a high near 60. Monday, 64, partly sunny and breezy, with a slight chance of a light shower later on. Southwest winds are at 2 currently in Richland Center. After yesterday, a daytime high of 64, we picked up 5/100ths of an inch of rain as well. Right now in Richland Center, following the earlier reading this morning of 58, it is 57 degrees. Today is Friday, October 17th, and it is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Ready,
Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. There is none so blind as he.
We start the day in a positive way, Ray Stevens, and Everything is Beautiful. Before that, our national anthem performed by the Oak Ridge Boys. Here we are together again, friends, with a weekend nearly upon us. We have some good stuff to tell you about and some sports scores. Too bad we can't change at least one of those. The Brewers losing last night 3-1 at the hands of the Dodgers and find themselves down 3-0 on the West Coast. Hoping to not get swept, they'll play again this evening. But, nonetheless, can't do anything about that, right? And we'll have high school scores coming up and some very nice things that happened last night in the area. And details on week 9 of the high school football season this morning.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Awesome and turn till tomorrow.
Bobby G. Rice. We're looking forward to his appearance in Richland Center 1 week from tomorrow. And Bobby will join us by phone from Nashville during our Fresh from the Country segment this morning between 8:30 and 9. A reminder today that Lone Rock Splash Pad is having a brat sale at Royal Bank Lone Rock from 10:30 until 3. Proceeds going toward new features to be added to the Splash Pad. An American Red Cross blood drive is being held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo today from 11 until 5. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Park Street Christian Church having a rummage sale today from 9 until 5 and Saturday from 9 until noon. Hot shredded pork sandwiches and ice cream sundaes will be available. Proceeds going for the Stained Glass Window Fund. Those reminders today from our community calendar during the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Here's Johnny Rodriguez.
This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song can make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I got today. But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, the reason why she left me's not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
We like boots and saddles. We love girls and guitars. We let romance and passion turn our heads and rule our hearts. Old bandanas and blue jeans, campfires burning like stars. It's a song about all the things we live and what we are. Dancing cowboys, singing horses, gypsy music, ringing voices, dancing cowboys, singing horses, gypsy music, songs about love. We got home in our hearts, babe. Got the road in our blood. Got a cowgirl in every single town. Our name ain't Mud. We like pistols and Stetsons, dance halls and cafes. Now you know where we're coming from. Come and dance the night away. Dancing cowboys, singing horses, gypsy music, ringing voices, dancing cowboys.
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area: the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community. Just like a good neighbor.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Or call 608-588-9831 today.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Are you ready? Jelinek Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home is warm, safe, and comfortable all winter long. From furnace clean and checks to new installations, we will make sure your system runs efficiently, saving you money on your energy bill all season long. Call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating today to schedule your fall clean and check or an estimate on a new energy efficient furnace. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to the Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, the Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
An update on sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Richland Center girls volleyball team survived with a four-set win over Lancaster last night in a match heard on WRCO Radio. It was also a win last night for Ithaca over North Crawford, 3-2. Mineral Point swept Riverdale, Cuba City 3-0 over Boscobel, and River Valley a winner by sweep over Dodgeville among the volleyball matches last night. In soccer, River Valley was a 5-2 5-2 winner over Richland Center. And the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross country team won the Southwest Conference Championship last night for Richland Center High School. First time in 50 years they've won a cross country conference championship. Elsewhere, it was Tommy Edmond hitting a tie-breaking single off hard-throwing rookie Jacob Mizrowski in a 2-run sixth inning, and the Dodgers beat the Brewers 3-1 to take a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. Elsewhere, Max Scherzer turned back the clock with a vintage pitching performance as the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 8-2 to even the American League Championship Series at 2 games apiece. Elsewhere from the NBA, it was Chicago over Minnesota, 126-120 in an exhibition game. And on the ice, Winnipeg 5-2 over Philadelphia, Toronto in overtime over the Rangers, 2-1, New Jersey 3, Florida 1. Montreal 3-2 over Nashville, Colorado 4, Columbus 1, Ottawa won a shootout over Seattle, 4-3. The Islanders 4-2 over Edmonton, Vancouver 5, Dallas 3, Pittsburgh 4-2 over Los Angeles, Carolina 4, Anaheim 1, and Vegas 6-5 over Boston. From the NFL, a battle of 40-year-old-plus quarterbacks. It was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, 33-31. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
The aerobic polka is percolating, and it is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. The Light in the Milk House show spotlight on the aerobic polka. We need a real good cleanup hitter today. Take it away. Here we go.
Thank you.
She and Hee Haw Band with the Prune Dumpling Polka, but we're not done yet. All right, take it away, Roy Clark.
We're going through a music revolution. The hippies say they'll overcome us all. But while they're blowing smoke and air pollution, we're hanging on with help from Geritol. They're rounding up the squares in California. Picking off our heroes in New York. But they'll never take away our champagne music as long as Lawrence Welk can pop his cork. And they still do the polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and play that double eagle march for me. For they still do the polka in Milwaukee. So let me hear that one or two or three. The big wheels at the network started spinning. The verdict was that Hee-Haw had to go. City slickers don't believe in grinning, and who the heck needs jokes in Kokomo? They canceled all the singing and the picking, but the stubborn little donkey wouldn't leave, and that little fella's still alive and kicking, and he hauls laughing up its sleeve. Polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and let me hear that one or two or three while we swing to that good old country music. For Hee-Haw is good enough for me. Yes, Hee-Haw is good enough for me.
Roy Clark with the Lawrence Welk Hee-Haw Counter-Revolution Polka. Right there, a twin spin this morning. The daytime high will be at around 77. Unusually warm for this time of year, so dress accordingly. It will be a bit breezy, 10 to 20 mile-an-hour winds. Scattered showers likely tonight, maybe some rumbles of thunder and a low of 57. Partly sunny and mild Saturday in 73, and Sunday blustery winds and cooler with a high of 59. 57 currently at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
More local farm regulation is possible. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. First, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is concerned that a patchwork of local regulations could severely impact the state's agriculture industry. Farm Bureau's Director of Local Government, Nate Zimdars, tells Brownfield a proposed ordinance Portage County Board members are fast-tracking would be more restrictive than existing state law.
Extra restrictions that would regulate things such as air quality, emissions, smell, even hours of operation. And we've seen these issues pop up in other townships in Wisconsin, especially in the northwestern part of the state. But right here in Portage County, this would be countywide.
Zimdars says it would lower the number of animal units allowed on farms without a concentrated animal feeding operation permit from the state's 1,000 animal threshold down to 500. Zindar says farmers have been left out of the process, and that is problematic.
They're worried that they're not going to stop here. They're going to continue to go and put more and more restrictions on farms. And the unfortunate thing with all of this is, it doesn't seem like there is an interest from that county board in engaging with farmers in a true, honest conversation.
Local ordinances restricting farming have passed in several Wisconsin towns and are being considered in others. A similar countywide ordinance was defeated at the committee level 4 years ago in Portage County, but the board makeup has changed and the issue has resurfaced. Zimdar says if Portage County passes this ordinance, there are concerns it could serve as a model for environmental activists to restrict farmers statewide. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced this week the Trump administration is working to provide another $20 billion in aid to Argentina. Ag economist Greg McBride with Allendale says this move would increase Argentina's aid to $40 billion. And Brownfield asked McBride if farmers should be concerned about the U.S. helping a direct export competitor recover from a financial crisis.
Yep, we should be very concerned about this. Pricing-wise, they're not really in the most desirable spot right now. But because of what we're doing with tariffs and the trade war that we've got going with China, and you are seeing them become a stand-in for the United States when it comes to those countries.
McBride says he expects the markets to closely monitor the situation and that a suspension of Argentina's taxes on grain exports could be a possibility again. Wisconsin officials say a foreign plant disease has been found in a Washington County nursery. Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials say cypress mortality is a disease caused by the pathogen Phytophthora ostracedri and affects common nursery plants like juniper, arborvitae, and false cypress. A similar case was found in Oregon a year ago. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Couldn't have. Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs were lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a very light round of direct cash cattle trade reported on Thursday. Dress deals in Nebraska were marked at $372 to $372.50. While that's not enough business to establish an accurate price trend, it is substantially higher than the previous week's business. The South was quiet. Look for the bulk of the week's trade to take place sometime Friday. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steer and heifer calves were sharply higher. Yearling heifers were $10 to $15 higher. There was no comparable offering for yearling steers. The USDA says demand was good to very good from the buyers, both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steer, 653 to 681 pounds, brought $422 to $427. Feeder steers, 869 to 892 pounds, brought $367 to $372.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 626 to 645 pounds, brought $402 to $432. Box beef was lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice down 37 cents at $366.11. Select was 23 cents lower at $348.93. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs at the major direct markets closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors weren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts. The market continues to balance available supplies with demand expectations. Pork is a competitively priced protein in the retail space, and that's likely providing some support to domestic demand. But the global demand picture is foggy as trade and export data have been suspended amid the ongoing partial shutdown of the government. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.95 with a weighted average of $91.47. The Iowa Minnesota was 55 cents lower with a weighted average of $93.29. The Western Corn Belt down 14 cents with a weighted average of $93.29. Pork values into the day firm up 21 cents at $102.17. And estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of widespread direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day lower as cash business was sharply lower during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
From State Farm Bureau meetings to national ag policy meetings, even global trade events, Brownfield Ag News is there. We're on the ground year-round, covering the stories that impact you. We bring you relevant, timely news across the airwaves and across digital and social media platforms, too. Wherever agriculture is happening, Brownfield is there. Stay informed, stay connected at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results at upcoming events. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. White 285 tractor, farm all H with loader, IH560, trucks, cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. soft close. Potosi online only auction includes John Deere 3010 vehicles, tools, and more ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. soft close. For more info, go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle trade Thursday was mostly at 372 to 372.50 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up on solid domestic demand. November beans were 4 1/4 higher at 10.10 3/4. January was up 4 1/4 at 10.28 1/2. December corn was 5 higher at 4.21 3/4. March was 3 1/4 higher at 4.35 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for widespread direct trade. December live was up $1.10 at 247.87. February was 80 higher at 249.55. November feeders were up 27 cents at 380.95. And hogs were pressured by steady to sharply lower cash. December was down $1 at $82.60. February was 60 lower at $85.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
Some of the scariest looking pumpkins never make it to Halloween. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Finding decent pumpkins for Halloween can be a challenge in the southern United States, thanks to a crop pest called the melon worm. Aaron Cato is an extension entomologist at the University of Arkansas.
The first thing that we have found in our trials is that melon worm doesn't come to all pumpkins equally. It is attracted to some types of pumpkins more than others. And honestly, it's a bit of a sad thing, but they're most attracted to jack-o'-lanterns, which, you know, are the largest amount of pumpkins that we're growing for the fall market.
Cato says melon worms feed on the leaves and the fruit of pumpkins and similar plants like squash and watermelon. The results can be pretty ugly and costly to farmers, says Cato, especially if the crop is not treated with a pesticide in due time.
What we found in our data is that our untreated is obviously 20 to 40% fruit loss, but pretty much every other treatment that we looked at, whether we scouted or we did a calendar spray, we were able to effectively control them. So the second we found melon worm, we applied either our broad spectrum insecticides or a category specific or organic. All of them did a great job.
Melon worms don't venture out beyond tropical and subtropical climates, which is why they're not a concern farther north in the U.S. In affected areas, farmers are encouraged to scout fields early in the fall each year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The government shutdown affects farmers in different ways. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. An ag economist says the government shutdown is impacting farmers in different ways. Leonard Paulzine with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield that as the shutdown continues, reports will not be coming out on time, affecting marketing and management decisions. His other concern is when enrollment periods for USDA programs will open through NRCS and FSA.
Think of, say, the dairy margin coverage program. You know, historically, there was, at least depending on the farm bill cycle that we're in, historically that kind of happened in this time of year. So that October-November time period is when we would see the announcement of enrollment dates.
Paulzine says without a farm bill and without a functioning government, many farmers are delaying decisions while awaiting data.
That backlog of things will continue, and, you know, there's going to have to be a period of catch-up for them as well.
When the government does reopen, Paulzine says farmers should not expect services to be back to normal on day one. Paulzine says the timing of the government shutdown is probably less impactful to farmers in the fall since they don't have to make planting decisions yet. He says a prolonged shutdown could hurt food assistance efforts if funding reserves run out for programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and the Women, Infants, and Children's Program. And that would have a trickle-down effect on farmers since products would not be moving to those customers. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Thursday except for butter at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny to 64 cents. No sales recorded there. 40-pound cheese blocks went up 6 cents to 176 and 3 quarters. 7 sales. Cheese barrels up 3 cents at 177. No sales recorded. Butter prices fell 4 and a quarter cents to 162 and 3 quarters. 3 sales recorded. Not that dry milk unchanged at 111 and a half, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota Construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 77 today, breezy and unusually warm for this time of year. So we're going to be up there in that range with temperatures in the upper 70s with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Also looking at tonight, a 57 low with scattered showers likely. So could get some rain on our football games. Right now it is 57 degrees.
I left you this morning, couldn't take anymore. You laughed and you dared me to walk out the door. You said that I'd come back. Disappoint you, I'm begging to stay. That's what you wanted to hear anyway. It must make you happy. The ground to you, it don't matter what you cause me to do, as long as you keep me begging to you.
Marty Robbins on the old Light in the Milk House show. We'll get the weather expert, Tony Schumacher, in here in just a little bit. Hopefully, we're still talking about the Brewers in a series tomorrow, but they have their backs against the wall. They've lost three now against the Dodgers, and the two teams play again tonight on the West Coast. Restless Heart next on WRCM.
Somebody waits at home for you, and I know how hard this is for you to do. So if you do believe this love is so wrong, we don't have to carry on. But still I wonder, why does it have to be wrong or right? Why does it have to be?
one way or the other.
Won't somebody please,
won't somebody please,
please, please tell me, why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Won't tell me,
won't tell me why.
Won't tell me, why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Won't somebody please,
please, please tell me,
why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Won't tell me,
won't tell me why.
Won't tell me,
why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Won't somebody please, please tell me, why does it have to be...
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we had just a little bit of rain move through the region overnight, a couple hundredths of an inch generally. Most of that is shifting away to the north and east. Looks like we'll see a few peaks of sun throughout the day, and a big story will be the unusual warmth. Temperatures should be running about 20 degrees above normal. It'll be kind of breezy as well. A cold front will slide in this evening, could bring us a couple of showers. That'll shift away again by tomorrow morning, off to the east, and we should have a relatively dry and pleasant Saturday. Should be a great day to get out and check out the fall color or do some outdoor activities, with temperatures still well above normal. Low pressure will develop and strengthen just off to the east of Wisconsin by Saturday night and Sunday and get quite strong. That'll produce some heavier rain over toward Chicago and Milwaukee and eastward. Could bring us some gusty winds in our area as well, so definitely a cooler Sunday. Monday we'll see gusty winds, but coming in from the south, so pulling in slightly warmer air. A weak weather system coming by may produce a sprinkle late Monday. Here are the forecast details for today. Breezy and quite warm. Cloud cover mixed with a few peaks of sun, high up to 77, south wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, scattered showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder, low at 57. We might get a tenth or two-tenths of an inch of rainfall. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, high 73, with west winds up to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, showers likely, low 46. Sunday, blustery winds and cooler, partial clearing for the afternoon, high 59. And Monday, partly sunny and breezy, slight chance of a light shower late, low 37 with a high of 64. Tuesday, breezy and colder, chance of sprinkles, variably cloudy skies, high 51. And Wednesday, some sunshine, high 56. A few clouds on Thursday, high 58. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
We're at 57 degrees. Yesterday's high, it was 64 here at the studios. We did pick up 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high, 89 in 1947. Record low, 16 in 1952. Last year's high was 66 and the low, 24. Sunset will occur at 6:16 tonight. Sunrise time, 7:19 coming up for this morning. Right now we have a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is down a bit at 29.77, and it is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths, and the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, innovative solutions, and services. The Good Morning Time is 6 o'clock. News from